So, FIMARC as a farmers' movement, we think that right to seed is the right to life, and it is the source of our food. But when it is contaminated, have an adverse effect on our health and also health of our planet. And right to good food and right to safe food are the slogans of the day, and seeds are the basis for this. In this negotiation process, we are discussing about the peasant rights on seed, and we are not talking about the seeds that are available in the market, but it is the seeds of the peasants who are making their own seeds. And we see in the world the private sector actors, which are predominantly multinational corporations, play a leading role in the innovation and diffusion of agricultural technology related to the genetic revolution. New plants, we believe that the new plants and crops are being developed not to solve the problems of hunger and deprivation, but mostly to increase the shareholder values of companies that have invested heavily in the research and development efforts in the biotechnology sector. We think that traditional varieties of vegetables and grains are a vital heritage. They are the key to our food security at present and in the future. But where hundreds of varieties of crops were once grown, now rest only two or three, or the crop itself may have been abandoned in many parts of the world. And there lies the problem with the intellectual property rights. And we see in most of our countries, the intellectual property rights and patent laws are against the plant protection variety laws, and mostly is supporting the multinational corporations to colonize our own seeds. And we see that the varieties that do not have a world market also lost their place and may no longer sold soon, and they will vanish forever. So we see a complete vanishing of even the traditional seeds because of the existing seed laws prevailing in most of our country. The seeds laws are dictating on what food that we have to eat, what crops that we have to cultivate, etc. And sometimes these seeds that is available in the market are pushed by the multinational corporations with the support of the national governments, and most often afterwards there are a lot of problems. I can quote one big example that is from my own country, India. We have also case against Monsanto on the issue of BT cotton, and they are dealing this case based on the intellectual property right. And sometimes these type of multinational corporations can act bigger than a state. So we have to be careful with such intellectual property regimes when we are speaking about the food sovereignty and the seeds of the peasants. So the lack of genetic diversity in food crops also greatly increases vulnerability to pests and diseases. While breeding new resistant varieties, we also request the germplasm of the old varieties. And as I said, in most cases, we are losing our old varieties. So how we can create new seeds? So those who are in favor of hybrid seeds, where they will get the traditional varieties to do the breeding? So that's also a question that we have to think about. And at the time when the global climate is changing in an unpredictable ways, nobody knows what sort of crops may be needed in the future. So the mere number of commercial varieties available could prove useless in the new condition also to adapt and mitigate the climate changes. So only peasants can act as the stewards of seeds and genetic resources. So any legislation on seeds should first and foremost look at peasants' rights on seed, and they should be protected. So we think that this article on seed is quite relevant and it should be retained. Thank you, Mr. Chair.